All right, last question, Don. Are you optimistic about the future of hunting?
I hope so. And it's a tough question. I mean, I said to a friend, not that long ago, one of the Field Ethos guys, I just literally said, you know what's scary is, there is a good possibility that if we don't get and mobilize people to actually stand up, what we have now may be the best we'll ever have. I'm not saying that's the best it's ever been. I'm just saying it may never be better than where we are right now. And again, when you look at the rules, when you look at this, when you look at what's coming down the line, when you look at the green decoys, when you look at everything that's coming in, we better mobilize and move our asses. Otherwise, I do see a threat. Like I said, it's not, they're not going after just your AR-15 and then they'll walk away. Name one thing where, the people trying to confiscate were like, okay, we're good. We got what we wanted and we're going to leave you alone for 50 years. It's zero chance. They get what they want and the next moment they're going for the next bite. It is good if we get people to understand what this stuff is really about. And again, that was sort of, part of the ethos of Field Ethos, which is, again, we don't need to be apologetic. We don't need to justify everything. We can just say we enjoy this stuff. We do it. We love it. We're passionate about it. And bring in the other people. Make it okay to talk about it in a real way. And I think when people see that and feel that, hopefully they get involved. Hopefully they get vocal. Hopefully they vote accordingly for those freedoms. Because, again, I think it's all under attack. And I think it's all on the table. And, again, I don't think you could look at anything and – at least modern history would say, okay, well, they got what they wanted, so they're going to stop now. I don't think that's real. So, I'm hoping to create, enough of a voice for the hunting community to make sure that we exist, in the decades to come. Because, again, for me, it's not about me. It's about the next generation. I know what hunting and fishing did for me. I know what it can do for, kids in terms of teaching them perseverance, discipline, all of the things that just don't exist anymore, Pat, in today's sort of instant gratification, high-paced, on your phone world. If I can get a kid off his ass, off a couch and into the woods and onto a range and teach them discipline and patience, perseverance, all these things, I feel like I'm setting them up for life. But, and I don't think there's a better venue to do that than the outdoors. And I say that generally. That's not just bow hunting or fishing or shooting or it's all of them. I think we can show them what's really important in life, but we all have to do that. We all have to make an effort. We all have to act as mentors. We all have to take someone who wouldn't otherwise be able to get into the woods. And that's not just kids in the next generation. That's, that's women that may not experience it otherwise. And I think if we do that and show what it's really all about, we could have a good future, but it's got to be an all hands effort. Otherwise it could be quite dire.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes and maybe it's just the last year or something. It just, things feel really negative now. It's not like, I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe it's just the political climate. Maybe it's the cancel culture, the big tech stuff, just hammering conservative people.
It's a combination of all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're literally always just trying to chip away at that. I mean, if you're into hunting and fishing, you've experienced some form of cancel culture. You've experienced sort of the attacks online or the sort of deplatforming, demonetization, cancelization, however big, you can be a small account and just realize that they're messing with you, or they're flagging something that's off. And, there's not a lot of people that have a big soapbox. I think that's why I've been so vocal, because it's I've just been blessed to, have either, found, created, a pretty large voice. And even when they're censoring me, it's still hitting a lot of people. I know, I'd be hitting a lot more if I was a leftist preaching the opposite. They'd let the reins loose and, I'd grow huge numbers and have a big following and all this stuff, and I would, wouldn't take any heat and have nice articles written about me instead of hell. But, you actually have to step up and fight for what you believe in sometimes, and I think we're at that point. People have to wake up and get it.
Yeah, no doubt. Don, thank you so much for this interview.
It's my pleasure,
really,
my friend.
It.
Look forward to hearing the feedback.
I can tell you right now, the feedback will be 99% positive, and we do have a few
1% absolute lunacy. So don't worry. I can assure you this: the ones that tell you they're unfollowing were probably never following to begin with. Just so you are aware.
I will have to tell you that this will probably be the safest social media platform you have ever talked to, because I've got 2.5 million.
I've seen that, whether it's the shows or the floor, it's there's a couple places where I can do almost no wrong, and I think I'm pretty good in this space. But again, you'll find the lunatics that will seek it out, even though they're not followers, they're not bow hunters, they're not hunters, they're not even outdoors people, and they'll figure out something to bitch about, but that is the world in which we live.
That is true. Don, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Pat. Be well.